This is Sandra Rollin, chair of the National Board Personnel Committee meeting this Thursday, the 2nd of April at 8 p.m. Eastern. We have on the call members of the committee, Luzette King from Washington and David Beaton as an affiliate and myself. That we are lacking quorum, we'll just go ahead and have a meeting of the whole or just a discussion in general. The only item that is on the agenda, aside from someone volunteering to take notes or electing a secretary, is to review and approve the job postings for the executive director, chief financial officer, and HR director. And to that end, the emails were sent out with all three job postings. Hello, did someone just join? Okay. I just wanted to thank David for his assistance at the last meeting and taking the notes and encapsulating the ED job description. And from that, I proceeded in the same fashion for the CFO and the Human Resources Director job postings. David or Luzette, do you want to add or make suggestions or recommendations for any changes, or give me a sense of what you feel this needs to happen at this point?
Well, you seem to have done, this is Luzette, you seem to have done a very good job. I'm looking at the Human Resource Director job description. Did you say that it was suggested that it be put on the website?
Yes, that was the intention, is that the job postings would go and there would be a link to the full job description for each of the jobs.
Rico Ross.
Yay, Rico. We have quorum.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. We've just started, and as I was telling everybody that we need to see if someone wants to volunteer to take notes for this meeting or if we want to elect the secretary.
I had to drop out of the call. I'm back. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I'll take notes. I got a really slow computer tonight, so. I don't have a speakerphone, so I don't know how I can do this one-handed. So.
Well, it should be fairly short and sweet. Like I said, the only item on the agenda, aside from finding someone to volunteer to take notes, which thank you for that, is to review and approve the job postings. Rico, did you have an opportunity to look at the email that I sent out earlier?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So right now, that's really where we are is... Hello?
I'm sorry, Sanjay. This is Nia. Could I just say one thing when you're done? When you're finished?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. And just to add to that, just for the committee, I think it should be unanimous to give, to get consent, make a motion out of the committee to the PNB to give consent for David to be added to the personnel committee.
You're right. Thank you. I completely forgot. So the motion will be the... PNB Personnel Committee would like to add to the next PNB meeting agenda a consent item that we approve of having David Beaton, an affiliate director, be an official member of the PNB Personnel Committee.
Who's moving it?
If Nia's moving it, I will second it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, do we hear any objections? Okay. Hearing none, that motion will be forwarded to Grace for the next meeting of the PNB, which is tomorrow night, I believe.
No, the PNB is Sunday night.
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, can you remind me, who are the members on the committee now?
The members on this committee are Rico Ross.
Uh-huh.
From L.A.,
uh-huh.
Andrea Turner from Berkeley, Kathy Davis from New York, yourself from Washington, myself from Houston, and David Beaton as the affiliate director.
Okay.
And can non-committee members make the motion? Did Nia make the motion?
That's what I was asking. That's what I was getting at.
No, Nia did not make the motion.
She made
the suggestion.
Okay. So who made the motion?
That was Sandra, moved that we put this on as a consent item on the next PNB meeting, that the Spinell Committee approves having David Beaton as a member of this committee.
Okay,
so let's just start one at a time. Let's go with the ED job description posting, or the ED job posting. As I said, I thank you again, David, for your notes of the last meeting and for the capsule that you added regarding the ED job posting. And as you can see, I've added, a few things to it. But does anybody have any comments or suggestions or recommendations or changes regarding the ED job description?
I just want to know, I thought we had a deadline, and what is that?
Well, the deadline, at one point we had discussed doing a 30-day posting, mm-hmm. and then possibly extending it. Kathy had said at the last meeting that she felt like it was important to just make it a 60-day posting. So I'd like to get a sense of the committee at this point. If you want to go with just 30 days, or if you want to go with 60 days, or how what length of time? Because once they're posted on all the respective websites and all the places that we're going to be posting them, that's when the clock starts ticking, in my opinion. So
I think we had a discussion and we kind of compromised. I think was floated 45 days. I think, but I don't remember. That's what I recall.
Sounds good to me. I don't remember that, but I'm good with 45 days. Does anybody else want to weigh in?
45 days starting when?
Starting from the time these postings are actually posted, which hopefully they'll be posted on the Pacifica and affiliate websites by tomorrow or the day
after.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that would take us into the end of May, maybe?
Yes.
Towards the end of May?
Yes.
That seemed good.
I mean,
and when we put these postings out, what arrangements do we have for collecting applications?
Okay, in the posting itself, it says that resume cover letter submission via internet to resume@pacifica.org, and or they can send a hard copy mailed to the national office. Mm-hmm. Attention specific to whatever job it is that they're applying for.
Right.
And we have Chris Nguera at the national office who has agreed to receive these postings and forward them to this committee.
Right. Good.
So,
would you like a motion for 45 days?
Would you like to make that motion, David?
Sure, I make a motion that we post the jobs for 45 days.
Okay, should we say 45 business days?
45 business days is about 60 days.
There you have it. So, do I hear a second to David's motion? Well, we don't need a second in committee, but... Do I hear any objections to posting these jobs for 45 days?
Not an objection. I just want to know why we specify 45 business days as opposed to 45 days.
Well, technically, people that are looking for jobs would only be sending in resumes on, business days when those resumes would be received.
All right.
But, you know, that's splitting hairs.
Okay, these are the postings for HR, ED, and CFO?
Uh-huh.
All at once?
Yes.
Okay.
So, hearing no objections to 45 days, scratch the business. Effective from the date of posting, which will hopefully be tomorrow.
Yes. I would say, well, there's no motion. Okay, I'll go along with that.
Okay. Are there any objections to this?
Can you say it again, Sandra, as you understand it?
As I understand it, the job postings will be posted for 45 days, effective from the date that they are posted, which should be tomorrow, April the 3rd. And I would also add that, you know, we can come back and extend these postings at any time if we feel the need. I anticipate once they're posted, we will receive a good many resumes. I don't know how many of them will be actually qualified for the jobs that we're posting, but we've got some pretty specific and very strong job qualifications that we're looking for.
Sandra, can I speak?
Mm-hmm. Please,
first
go
of all,
ahead.
I'm on putting myself on mute, so if you do call upon me, you have to give me a second to get off mute. I'm in a very noisy area, and I'm trying to keep the meeting from being polluted with the noise. I also wanted to say hi to everybody. But what I wanted to say was, I think that it's kind of important for us to prioritize the hiring because whoever the executive director may be, they may want to have something to do with the hiring of,
yes,
of the others.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how we can somehow prioritize by trying to get that person first so they can have some input on mm-hmm. on the other hiring.
I agree completely.
I was also concerned about where we're posting because when we were posting for the GM at KPFK, we posted on Craigslist at first. And we got so many applications that it really was a waste of the committee's time to try and go through them because a lot of them had no experience whatsoever, but they were just people that wanted a job. And I'm hoping that we are posting it in a place where we won't waste the committee's time looking at, you know, 100 applications that really shouldn't have been posted in the first place.
Right. To answer that, Rico, I sent out the emails that were forwarded to me from Joe Wanzala and Nia and Chris Nguera and I can't remember who all, but they gave me a very specific and very lengthy list. One of them was all of the affiliate stations, and of course, it's going to be posted without saying at all of Pacifica stations and on the main Pacifica website. And then the idea is to post it to all of the Pacifica state, all of the affiliates. And the list that I have is rather lengthy, but and Craigslist is on there. Do you want to make a motion that we not include Craigslist?
I'm going to double check, but I think it was Craigslist, and for some reason we got a great, like almost half of the people that applied were people that were in the hotel and services business, which had nothing to do with our business, and it was an enormous amount of applications that we unnecessarily had to go through. We did figure out a way of eventually just getting rid of them very quickly once we saw that what they were about. But I don't want to waste this committee's time. I'm hoping that we can learn from our past committee. So I think maybe we should consider where we're sending it out before we send them all out, now that we're all focused on where we're going to send it.
Well, what I can do is resend what was sent to me to the members of this committee. I'm not sure if everybody got it. And if there's any listing that you see that you think would be not productive, then just shoot me an email and tell me to scratch it off if we can do that.
You know, it's probably my fault because I should have brought this up one of the emails. I have had some crazy email trouble myself, and emails have been bounced back because I've gotten over 1,000, and it bounces everything back. But can I just make a motion now to not include Craigslist as one of the listings?
Okay, that's fine. David, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay, so we will not make the postings on Craigslist. Monster.com.
I mean, if the body is in agreement, I'm saying. I don't know. I'm just making a motion.
Does anybody have an objection to that?
No.
No, I don't have an objection to that. I think, Rico, you bring a very valid point to the table in that in the current climate with so many people being unemployed, mm-hmm. that we could be swamped
with
resumes from people looking for jobs that may not necessarily be qualified, and it will be time-consuming to sort through a lot of that to find just the right person.
I think we are going to be swamped, but I just would like to lessen it as any way we can. But I think we are going to be swamped in this current economic state.
Right. Okay,
Sandra,
go ahead.
Did you send out a list of where the postings are?
Well, I sent out the list that were forwarded to me by Joe and Nia and a couple of Chris from the national office. A couple of different people sent me lists. I got one from Ursula, the affiliates coordinator, and they're rather lengthy. But I will resend that list to everybody, and if you have any strong objections to a posting on a specific website, then just please let me know, and we can take that up at that time. But the idea was to get the word out as far and wide as possible. So
I think it's probably too late, but it would have been nice to have this approval for NFCB, which is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will be emailing my contact, Dwayne.
Okay.
And hopefully he'll be able to print them out and post them widely at the conference.
Yeah, there's two more days, so yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, and the idea is to have Otis and John put it on the Pacifica website and all of the station websites, and then the call to Ursula will be tomorrow with the email following up to have her do her email blast to the affiliate. So, I mean, that reaches a lot of people right there, but there are specifics like the African American Journalism Association, the Asian American Journalism Association, the Arab American Journalism Association. I mean, it's very lengthy. And, of course, Current, the magazine and their website, and even Democracy Now's website. I mean, there's just so many places that we can post this. Monster.com. You know, there's a lot of other places besides Craigslist. But we want to try to focus to people that are in tune with, you know, community radio and nonprofit. So, and like I said, there was a handful of this group of listings that I culled through that, you know, like the total was $680 or something, you know, that were outside of the free listings, you know, that they required payment to post it. And as I said earlier, I'm willing to pony up the money and start asking people to help support that. But I don't see that as an issue.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to pass all three of these out of committee because time is of the essence. I think that a lot of folks at NFCB would have interest in this and can disperse it widely if we can get this out tonight. Do we have approval if we pass it to send this out without the PMB, or do we have to wait for the PMB?
Well, the motion that was passed in Los Angeles was that the personnel committee would be tasked with posting this job position.
Okay.
However, at that time, it was specific to the CFO position because at that time, we didn't have anybody who could sign checks. But the CFO position and the HR position, both job descriptions were approved. So I just really wanted to get the approval of this committee. Like I said, I toyed with the idea of just sending out my little blast you know, on my own, but didn't want to overstep and felt like it was important to get the approval of the members of this committee. So I sent out the postings, and I'm ready to go with it, folks. I just want to make sure that nobody on this committee has any objections to the actual posting.
Sandra?
Yes.
Can you remind me the process when we start getting all these applications? Who's going to vet them?
Well, this committee will be vetting them. We had discussed at one point having a professional company do that for us. But I think what we really need to do is we receive the applications, we call through them, we find the ones that we think are good possibilities, and then if at that time we don't have the manpower or the professional level to check job references and, verify everything on the resume, that at that time we might want to visit hiring somebody professional or eliciting somebody to volunteer their time, a professional, verify the job references and whatnot. But first, we need to start collecting the resumes and going through them ourselves. And
so we're going to create a short list ourselves of how many you think.
Oh, I would hope that we would get at least 10 good candidates for each position. And again, the priority is on ED and CFO. And if we have a short list for HR director that we might want to just hold off on that and wait until we have placed an ED and then let them have those resumes and let them make the choice.
Right. I just want to, I don't know if people have worked on a committee such as this before, but just from working on the search for our GM, and that was just one position. I just want the committee to understand the enormity of the task that we're taking upon ourselves now, simply because when I did it with this with the GM, it was just one position. And this is going to be three positions, but on top of that, I think the ED is such an important position that it's going to even require more scrutiny. So I think we have quite a and that's why I guess I was saying that we may want to be a little selective, because I think we're going to be inundated with hundreds of applications. And if we want to get this done in a timely fashion, we're going to have to figure out a way to do it efficiently.
Okay, well, what would you suggest?
Well, there's a motion on the floor. Can we address the motion and finish so we can, before we get into this discussion?
Thank you, David. Yes, let's go ahead with the motion on the floor, and that is that the job postings that I have forwarded to everybody be approved as is. Did I get that right, David?
Yeah, motion to approve out of committee all of the three job postings immediately.
I move.
Okay, do I have any objections? Okay, hearing none, the job postings for ED, CFO, and HR director are approved to be posted, and we will start with the posting of those job postings at the Pacifica website and all respective Signal areas and all affiliate websites, as well as the linked list of, like I said, African American, Asian American, Arab American journalist websites and Current Magazine, Current website, Democracy Now! Website. So we're good to go there, and I will email them to Duane, and hopefully he can get them posted at the conference this weekend.
Sounds good.
Okay. Going back to the discussion, Rico, would you like to pick that up?
Yeah, I think because I don't want to waste the committee's time, and I think it's really something I should have brought up before this meeting, so that we would have been able to deal with it prior to the meeting. But as it's so late now, I feel a little that my timing is off to be bringing up something like this now. But I do want the committee to be a little aware that we. Even though we want to cast as large a net as we can, there is going to be a price to pay for that. And as we want to get it done as expediently as possible, I think that price is going to slow us down. That's going to be the price that we pay. It's going to slow us down quite a lot. That's pretty much all what the message I wanted to bring to the committee.
Okay, well, thank you. I think we can maybe solve that problem just by comparing the resumes that we receive with the ideal candidate portion of each of the postings. And that would be the ideal candidate, you know, if we see someone that doesn't possess a college degree or at least 10 years of experience, and et cetera, that candidate would be set aside. And that goes for each of the job descriptions. For example, if somebody applies for the CFO position and they're not a certified public accountant, then we would be able to set that aside relatively quickly. Also included in that is, you know, that they need to have accounting specific to nonprofit California corporations and have demonstrated a familiarity with stages of SEC reporting, Sarbanes-Oxley, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I agree. We're going to be inundated with resumes. But I think a lot of them that don't have the qualifications for the job skill, we can probably set those aside fairly quickly.
Right. And another question, how strict are we going to stick to the requirements that we've put forth? Is this a guideline for us pretty much so that we can have an idea, or is it really going to be strictly done, i.e. if we get a person that has 9 years but we think they might be a great candidate, do we toss them out anyway, or do we consider it put it into a possibility pile?
Well, I wouldn't want to discount somebody with 9 years experience. So I would definitely keep them as a possibility. I think that's just a matter of judgment on our part.
Okay.
Thank you. We're looking for the best qualified people for all three of these positions, most notably the ED and CFO ASAP, and again the HR director position is something that we could maybe collect the resumes, set them aside, and wait until we have an official ED who would do that hire.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving right along, is there anything else that anyone would like to add to this agenda?
Sandra, this is Nia. Could I ask a quick question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard Rico's question, but I don't think I was clear. We're saying that's just a guideline, the job description?
Yeah, there are guidelines. Yeah.
Right. Or a minimum standard that we should want for the position.
Well, that's what the job descriptions actually say, and that's what the postings say. But if we find somebody that, you know, doesn't quite meet that criteria, but still is strong in other areas, that we should be able to consider them too.
Oh, okay. So at a minimum, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it always allows you some flexibility, depending on the particular candidate.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. All right, thanks.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
do I hear a second? No, we're gonna break Pacifica National Board records for having meetings that last less than an hour.
Let's do it.
Before we adjourn, I'd like to ask about two issues, whether they should be something that we should be addressing or whether it's something that PNB should be addressing. One is whether the interim ED should be paid for her services. And the second thing is...
Hello?
I wanted to know whether this is something that we should talk about too. I know we're paying Amy Goodman a huge fee, and I'm wondering whether this is a committee where we would talk about addressing the possibilities of approaching her and asking her if she would take a reduction in lieu of the crises that we're in.
Well, regarding the interim ED, she served as the interim ED by virtue of the fact that she is the chair of the PNB, which is a voluntary position. And as to whether or not the personnel committee wants to move a motion forward to the PNB that the interim IED be paid, that would be in the body of the PNB. As to Amy Goodman and approaching her about, you know, renegotiating the contract and reducing her fees, that would fall within the Finance Committee, I believe. Or possibly with the IED or with the new Executive Director.
Okay. So neither of those, we wouldn't address either of those issues, right?
No, my only other thought on that is finding an interim executive director that could take some of the weight off of Grace. And I know that throughout the network, people have been looking for some relief in that regard. I don't know that we have found anybody who's willing to step in as IED on a temporary basis. I don't want to comment on a streamed call regarding people that have been approached, but right now there is no one at this juncture that is willing to step in and be the IED to take some of that load off of the current interim executive director. So if anybody knows of someone who's qualified and who is willing to step up to the plate, then by all means, please forward that to this committee, and the members of this committee will pursue that. But at this time, we're just kind of focusing on getting an executive director and a CFO and an HR director in that order.
Well, I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think that we really should be trying to get an ED, a permanent ED, as soon as possible. But at the same time, I know that that Grace is putting a lot of time in this, and I also know there was a precedent step before where there was a chair that was an IED that received some pay. I'm not saying that she should receive full pay or even half pay, but I just think that when a person is spending the amount of time that she's probably spending in lieu of the work I've seen her doing already. It's one thing to ask someone to volunteer. It's another thing to ask someone to actually not work because they don't have the time to do their own work, because it inevitably ends up being that they're paying now to work as a volunteer. And I don't think we should ask that of someone, especially this position is so important. We don't just want to throw anybody in there just because they'll work for free. It really needs to be somebody that knows Pacifica and that cares enough and will put the time in doing what needs to be done of an ED. So I think that we really should concentrate on getting somebody in there as soon as possible. But at the same time, I think if she's doing all that work, that you know, she should be compensated for it, or he or whoever the intern person is. But that should not make that position any longer a stay. That means that we should still do our due diligence to try and find a permanent person as soon as possible.
Can I say something?
Please.
Right. This is not the first time we've had the chair of the board act as interim ED. I think it's happened twice before. And what I suggest is that we find out what happened, you know, at those two times.
Right.
And do exactly what happened then. Because I believe that at least one of those persons was what do you call the word now? They were paid.
That's what I think too, Lizette. I think one was paid, I think one wasn't. My fear here is that because of the huge net that we're throwing out, I think this is going to take us some time. And in the process, she's going to get burnt out, or she's going to, she should be compensated if she's holding the fort down all that time. I'm hoping that it won't take that much time, but I think it might take a long time. And if we're going to just keep on switching people because she doesn't want to do it for free because of the amount of hours that it requires, that may be a dangerous thing for us to have our top position handled that way. That's why I'm suggesting that this may take some time. We should maybe consider some compensation, not let that slow us down on trying to find a permanent replacement.
Right. A way forward on this, I think we can move a motion to have it placed on the next PNB agenda, and if they feel they should send it to another committee, so be it. But I think it's in order for us to at least have, you know, start the ball rolling from this committee.
Sandra, this is Nia.
Yes,
Sandra?
Go ahead.
May I?
Yes.
This is what happened. When Ambrose Lane did it, he was the chair of WPFW, and he stepped down from being chair and became IED, and that position he was paid for. Sherry Gendelman, the past chair, was not paid. So that's how that worked.
Well,
just so you know.
Thank you. Previously, when Greg Guma left the organization, there was a motion to have Dan Siegel as our foundation counsel fill that role, which he did without pay. But, you know, just personally, I saw that as a conflict of interest, and, you know, everything that ensued after that speaks for itself. But and prior to that, the reason that Dan Siegel was appointed as the interim executive director was because the chair at that time, Dave Adelson, declined that role. He said, nope, it's just too much. And I have to agree with him that it's just too much for the chair of the PMB to also act as the IED. And that's why it's paramount that we get an executive director. So as far as putting a motion forward to the PMB, and that could very well happen at this next in-person meeting, that we elect to pay the chair of the PMB to continue acting as the IED until a permanent executive director can be found. I leave that open to the body.
Nina has made me a little curious about one thing, though. Is this a conflict of interest with being the chair and the IED at the same time as it stands now?
In my opinion, yes, it is. But that's the way the bylaws are written. If there is no executive director, that the chair of the PNB is given that responsibility.
Sandra?
Yes.
It's not the bylaws. It's the law of California.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a need to separate the two things. It's just a temporary arrangement, and I believe, because as I said, we've been through this twice, and there's been a lot of discussion, and from what I understand, that's what the law is, and it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't prescribe that, you know, the chair steps down. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's not what I was referring to. I was referring to the fact that at least one chair of the PNB has declined to act as an interim executive director.
Right.
So, Rico, going back, do you want to put forth a motion that the Personnel Committee recommends that in light of the amount of time that Grace is putting into being our interim executive director, that she should be paid?
I do, but I don't want that to be thought of as being paid the full amount because we have big money problems, but I know that we have set aside a budget for that. I think that I don't know whether she would what she would be willing to accept. But I would move that we would pay her something like 60% or 40% or 50% of what the fee is normally.
Okay. Do I hear any objections to that?
Yeah, I object.
Okay. Given that there was an objection, then I would ask that we take a vote.
Can I hear what the objection is?
Can we have a discussion?
Okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Yes, please. We need to have a discussion as to whether or not we want to forward this to the PNB, that the interim executive director, also the PNB chair, who is serving as both, be paid at whatever dollar figure you want to throw out there to the PNB for approval.
I would like to hear what his objection is, please.
Okay. I had to switch phones there, so I went on and off. I'm having a little trouble with phones. I just don't see that. I see this is going to be a real big issue at the meeting, and I think we'd be better off if we actually paid for a staff person for her. I just don't think that it's worth the time to go over this. I think if we move quickly, we can get going, get her a staff person. And I'd like to talk to Grace, I think, before I would vote on something like this.
Okay. Luzette, Rico?
I hear what the objection is, but I'm not sure how inconsistent it is with established custom and practice. The fact is, one person was paid, the other declined. This time, nobody really asked, and I think it's in order that we at least bring it up for discussion, because it's going to happen again, and we need to be clear about what the policies and procedures are. We need to stop operating on an ad hoc basis, and the time is right to bring this up.
Okay. Thank you, Lizette. Or Vico?
I would say that I think whatever we do is going to take some time. And as there's already been a precedent set, this may be the easiest road for us to travel and the quickest road for us to travel. But again, it is up to us not to to become complacent because we're paying this person. Because our priority should be to get that permanent position filled as possible. But I'm thinking about myself. If I was putting in that time, I couldn't do other things to make money. I would feel a little bitter the fact that I am having to actually pay the volunteer that I love.
How did you get better?
Hello? Hello? Sorry, Rico. I didn't mean to interrupt, but is somebody on the call?
I don't know what that was either, but I think maybe someone's phone wasn't on mute. But still, that's basically my point, is I think it's going to take time, whether we get a staffer or anybody, it's going to take some time, and I'm wondering whether it will take just as much time, if not more, to try and do something different as opposed to doing something that already has a precedent set. But I appreciate the gentleman's objection, and I would like to know what the body thinks on that. I'm just throwing this out there because I don't want to burn members out, and I don't want to abuse people's goodwill towards the foundation either.
That's a very good point, Rico. Thank you for that. Okay, so we have on the floor a motion to present to the PMB. If I'm getting this correctly, a motion to present to the PMB that the interim IED be compensated for her time. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. And I would like to, Nia's opinion on this, too. I'd like to just pick your brain a little bit on this, Nia, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. What you just like my overall opinion?
Yeah, I just would like to get your view. I mean, you've been with this for a long time, and would like to get your view before we move forward.
Okay, and as you all know, that I like to be honest. Considering the financial crisis...
Huh? That's why I want your opinion, baby.
Okay. Considering the financial crisis that we're in, I would actually look askance if anybody would want to take a salary right now, because we really do not have the money. You know, being the chair, because remember that the chair doesn't necessarily have to be the person to be the acting IED. I just want to make that clear. It could be Sandra, it could be Rico, or it could be you, Lizette. It doesn't have to be the chair. And I think as the chair, she should be leading by example in terms of donating time. I heard Sandra say earlier, in terms of paying for the, for the postings, that we're all going to chip in. And I'd be happy to chip in for the postings, whatever it costs. So I think that we need to lead by example to show the staff at the respective stations that, you know, we are really trying to do our best. To actually pay someone to do it, I don't think we should do that. However, what I think we should do, though, I know it's too late and I didn't want to interrupt because I'm just a guest here. I don't think the period should be 45 days. I think it should be 30 days. I think 45 days, that's an awful long time. If we're so short on money and we so desperately need leadership, I think that that is too long. So that is my opinion. That's just my humble opinion. You know, nobody else's, since you asked me. And thanks for asking, Rico.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, if I'm getting this right, we're going back to the motion that the personnel committee moves, or we haven't moved yet. We haven't decided. But
Rico made a motion. Rico made a motion to present to the PMB that the IED be compensated for her time and effort.
Yes. And is there any more discussion on this?
Yeah, I don't know whether we even need to put an amount, do we?
Right. No, I don't think so. I think it should be determined by the board. And I'd like to just respond to Nia's comments. I agree with Nia to some extent. It's a moral argument, but here I'd rather deal with the principle of the matter. If we had an ED, we wouldn't tell that person that we're strapped for cash, so we expect that person to volunteer their time. So if we have somebody, be it me, be it anybody, who we're expecting to do as much work as an ED would do, which is in fact happening, and it doesn't have to be happening. I said earlier, I believe according to the California law, it's the ED that should be the chair that should take that position. And all I'm saying is that we should have something established, because it's going to happen again. This is the nature of Pacifica. People come in with high hopes, and they see the beast that they have to deal with, and they go. And I think we should have something in place that we don't even have to discuss this again.
Okay, so are you making a motion that the personnel committee institute something in the bylaws that says that if we're without an executive director, that...
No, we don't have to do the bylaws. I think the motion on the floor is enough. It's just consistent with the California law.
Okay, so is there any further discussion on this particular motion that we, if I've got it right, forgive me, that the personnel committee recommends to the PMB that the interim executive director be compensated for fulfilling the role of both interim executive director and chair of the PMB?
Yes.
Not okay. The chair. Not the chair.
That's right. Just interim.
Okay. So I guess at this point we take a vote.
Okay. You want me to call the vote? Rico, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sandra?
No.
Lizette?
Yes.
Myself? No. 2-2 doesn't pass.
Okay.
Okay, so we will just set that aside, and we will put our energies, we will focus our energies on the job postings getting posted, and we will actively seek out a new executive director. And if we know of someone that wants to step in as an IED, that we will actively solicit that too. Is that a fair assessment of what's occurred here?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okay, well, going back to Dave's earlier motion that we adjourn, are we done here, or do you have anything else to add?
I would just like to say that it is a pleasure working on this committee, because I think we have established a committee and an atmosphere where people can speak honestly, and it's not taken personally, and I think we're actually going to get some work done because of it.
Here.
Thank you, Rico. Thank you, David. Thank you, Lizette.
You're welcome.
I'm just honored to be amongst people that are really trying to move forward and get stuff done. So,
and I want to place on record that I did regret not being able to attend the meetings as I planned, but I'm here now for good.
That's okay, honey. I respect that we all have lives outside of Pacifica, and that, you know, being a volunteer is a consummate job. I mean, we work hard at being volunteers. So thank you, everyone. And given that, I would say this meeting is adjourned. And David, if you have time, please forward your notes. I was just awestruck by how efficient you are. are. So thank you for that.
Okay. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.